ABC Radio Australia.
Well, family members of those on board a ferry that went missing in Kiribati this time last year say they still have questions about how any or why their loved ones never made it home. The MV Busaroy was carrying nearly 100 people and it became the biggest maritime tragedy in the country's history when it was lost en route to the capital last January. Our reporter Yara Murray-Atfield has taken a look at how the victims have been remembered a year on.
A black and white monument has been unveiled in Nanos. On it, the names of 89 passengers and 10 crew are engraved into the black stone, those who were on board the MV Busaroy when it disappeared 1 year ago.
I'm very sad for my grandfather and my uncle who died in that accident.
Toramon Katua is originally from Nanos, and his grandfather Makua Monteka and uncle Tania Nawea were on board the ferry.
This accident, it's a bad incident, huh? And very sad.
The MV Busaroy left Nanos on January 18, heading towards Tarawa on a journey that should have taken about 2 days. Most of the passengers were teenagers on their way to start the school year. The alarm wasn't raised until 8 days after contact was lost, and while 7 survivors were found on board a small dinghy on January 29th, the ferry has never been found. Like Mr. Katua's uncle and grandfather, the rest of the passengers are presumed dead. They're still grieving, but Mr. Katua says they're using the anniversary of the tragedy to celebrate the lives of their loved ones.
That's a big celebration for us. Big feast to commemorate the 1 year for their loss of our families.
Ruth Cross is the president of the Victorian Kiribati Association and has just returned from a month on the islands. She says although the country was shaken by the tragedy, life has, for the most part, returned to normal.
Everyone sort of seems to have gotten on with their lives, and it's more the victims that are still dealing with this.
Since the ferry went missing, the government has also tabled amendments to the Maritime Act to improve safety standards across the island country.
There have been some very obvious and active attempts from the government to come up with programs and training to actually help people be prepared for these types of tragedies, although there hasn't, from what I hear, been a huge amount of uptake on the subsidised personal locator beacons that the government has put out, and these are obviously funded by New Zealand. People are, you know, more conscious, and when it comes to actually travelling on these inter-island boats, they are very conscious. They do the checks.
But family members have threatened legal action, something Mr. Katua says he plans to push ahead with.
We are very sad for this and we try. I have no doubt. I will try. And with those who are lost, their families in the Busaroy, we try to do the next step.
He started a Facebook group called MV Busaroy Bring Them Home Alive, where families have banded together. Many of them are still looking for answers to questions about how safe the boat was, why it went missing, and why the alarm was raised so late.
I try to boost them to connect with my idea to resolve this problem. Who involved with this incident? Huh? Because this government, he never tell the people who involved with this incident.
On the Facebook group, grief is mixed with anger at the government that a commission of inquiry report has not yet been made public.
During the 1 year period, we tried to send our message to the government to release the commission of inquiry findings. We tried, but the government still refused.
The Office of the President said in December the report would be made public once a police investigation is complete, although they have no legal obligation to do so.